There's something sweetly familiar about the sound of the North Mississippi All-Stars. It's kind of a feel-good southern rock that recalls the Allman Brothers from the 1970s or the anthems of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Hurry up, sunrise.
Hurry up, sunrise.
See what tomorrow brings. It may bring sunshine.
Bring sunshine.
May bring rain.
Guitarist Luther Dickinson says he formed the band to play hill country blues, not the whining and moaning and crying blues. He says it was about having a good time. Luther and his brother Cody Dickinson, who plays drums, are sons of legendary Memphis producer Jim Dickinson. They grew up in Hernando, Mississippi. Bass player Chris Chu rounds out the trio, which has been around for nearly 10 years now. North Mississippi All-Stars have just released their sixth CD, Electric Blue Watermelon. When they haven't been busy making music all their own, they've been valuable players on other artists' CDs. They've played with pedal steel phenom Robert Randolph and Modesky Martin and Wood on a gospel CD titled The Word a few years ago. More recently, they backed up John Hiatt on his latest CD, Master of Disaster. And they're currently in Europe, touring with John Hiatt. Luther and Cody Dickinson join us from the studios of VRT Radio in Antwerp, Belgium. Welcome, Luther.
Hey.
Hey, hello, Cody.
Hi, thanks for having us.
You guys are a long way from northern Mississippi.
Yeah, no kidding.
You get that right.
Are there American Roots fans over there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, you play guitar very good.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of love this tour.
Let's talk a little bit about your new CD. It is sort of more than a collection of feel-good southern rock and hill country blues. It's really a tribute album, beginning with the title, Electric Blue Watermelon. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, yeah, like you said, the CD is in memorial to some people from our community that we grew up with, one being Lee Baker, who played guitar in Mudworm and the Neutrons. Mudworm and the Neutrons is our father's band that we grew up watching. And Lee Baker was murdered back in 96, and it was a real shock to the community. He was one of my first inspirations to play guitar.
Lee Baker had a unique way of opening the show, too.
Yeah, he did. He rode out of an outhouse on a motorcycle, and he was wearing a dress, and that's all right there on the album cover.
It is, yeah. It's a great album cover.
And Electric Blue Watermelon was a name of a band they had together in the 60s when they had the Memphis Country Blues Festivals. And these guys, our father and his friends, they were so fortunate. You know, they were playing with Furry Lewis, Sleepy John Estes, Booker White, Reverend Robert Wilkins, Fred McDowell, all the great bluesmen of the time being rediscovered in the 60s. And Electric Blue Watermelon was the name of the backing band that they would have at these festivals. So that's where the title comes from.
You guys have really grown up in the midst of the blues, and there are a lot of people that you are memorializing in this album who have passed on, including Otha Turner.
That's right.
A legendary fife player. Luther, you talk about the influence he had on you, almost like a grandfather.
That's exactly right. He was one of my best friends, and you know, he passed away 2 years ago when he was 94. But he taught me so much about music and life and old-fashioned living, and he was a very amazing human being. And
you used to sit on the porch with him.
That's right. We'd sit on the porch and play guitars and drink moonshine and talk trash. And when he got excited, he would start singing. And some of the lyrics on the record are directly from his front porch. And you know, like Moonshine, that's part of what that song's about, sitting there with old Gabe.
Old Gabe used to blow up and down the picnic ground with Bobby Ray Watson and young Kenny Brown. The people
ask what it was like out in the country on a Sunday night. He'd see, but might if you know how old Gabe used to blow. In the moonlight shining through the trees, honeysuckle on a southern breeze. I miss the moonshine and the old times, sitting with the house band and the bootleggers of the bottom land. I miss the moonshine and the old times, sitting with the house band and the bootleggers of the bottom land.
And, you know, and then after just recently, Mr. R.L. Burnside passed away. And with his passing, it really is the end of an era.
And R.L. Burnside was a great blues player who you also had a connection with through his sons. You played in a band with Dwayne Burnside, right?
That's right.
How about Junior Kimbrough?
We didn't know Junior per se. We know his sons, Dave and Kenny, who played with him. But we would go down to Junior's, but those early years before Junior passed, we were just kind of staying in the shadows, you know. But, and it wasn't until after he passed away that we actually started to play down at Junior's, because his son was trying to keep the juke joint going. But Junior, he had the real trance thing about the Hill Country Blues. Everybody calls it the trance blues. And to me, I think it's that moonshine. It's almost a psychedelic type high, you know. Those old cats, man, they were drinking that corn liquor and getting pretty spaced out.
Mm-hmm. Keeps going and keeps going.
Yeah.
And, right. Grooving.
Junior would play those songs for all night long, literally. Mm-hmm. They'd say he'd pass out in his chair and wake up and start playing again and then start the song he played before he fell asleep. Those were good times, man. We were fortunate.
What was it about R.L. Burnside's playing that we can hear now in your music?
It's just the experience of it is so much growing up. Because as I explained, our father and his friends had this experience with the generation before of bluesmen. And then when, you know, I grew up, you know, admiring and loving all that music. And then I just didn't ever realize that we could have the same experience with R.L. or Other or Junior Kimbrough. And the thing that I think more than anything that I learned from R.L. is that he just had this vibe at his shows. It was just a party. You know, it's like you said earlier about the feel-good blues. You know, it's just R.L. is just smiling and telling jokes and shaking his shoulders and getting the girls dancing. I think that uplifting party juke joint vibe is a pretty invaluable thing that we learned from that experience.
I was in Memphis a couple of years ago, and I was going to come and see you down at, I think you were in Clarksdale. But I was warned by someone, don't even show up, you won't get in, because the line will be so long out the door. You'll just be standing in the rain. So I didn't make it. I went to a juke joint up in North Memphis, I think it was. I can't even remember what it's called now.
Wild Bill's, maybe?
Wild Bill's. It was Wild Bill's.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Yeah, man.
Honestly, it's one of the only places that I know of that's still around that has that feel.
Yeah, you walk in the door. You can't even get in because the band's sitting all around the door.
Right by the door.
So you got to make your way through the band to find a chair. Well, that was a great night. One of the greatest musical nights of my life, I'll tell you.
I'm glad you got it.
Yeah.
You know when they serve homemade food that you're really juking.
That's right.
Right. Yeah, and beer by the 40-ounce bottle.
That's right. And you get a bottle, right, as I recall.
Yeah, exactly. And a quart. Maybe a quart.
That's right. It was great. Girl, do what you do, gon' shake that. Gon' shake that. Don't break that. Girl, do what you do, gon' shake that. Gon' shake that. Don't break that. Girl, do what you do, gon' shake that. Gon' shake that. Don't break that. Girl, do what you do, gon' shake that. Gon' shake that. Gon' shake that.
Al Capone is an artist I really want to mention. He's an incredible rapper from Memphis who's been he's been doing it for a minute now. My dad, Jim Dickinson, who produced the record, he wanted some Memphis rap on there, And Al was just the perfect choice. He's also featured in Hustle and Flow, which is a film that came out this year on MTV.
Well, what about you guys? Are you going to incorporate more rap and hip-hop into your music, or are you going to carry the torch for Hill Country Blues and that sound?
We were just talking about that the other day, and the slate is pretty clean right now. It's a who knows what the future holds for the North Mississippi All-Stars. But I'm sure we'll keep experimenting. But we'll always try and keep that down-to-earth, Hill Country Blues feel going.
Luther and Cody Dickinson from the North Mississippi All-Stars. They joined us from the studios of VRT Radio in Antwerp, Belgium, where they're on tour with John Hiatt. Thanks very much.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Electric Blue Watermelon is on ATO Records. There's more information and music on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Leanne Hansen returns next week. I'm John Itstein.